Not my best work. You deserve a better sleep than that. But it'll certainly do. How do you feel? Thank you for telling me. Oh, really? No need to thank me. This is what I do. No. This is slightly new. I mean, living visitors. It is my fate to eventually meet every soul scattered throughout this cosmos. But to have them visit me in a form like this is a fairly recent and strange phenomenon for me. Well, there do also seem to be a group of beings on your planet that worship me and are able to manifest themselves here. Perhaps my proximity is strengthening our connection. It's an adorable breath of fresh air. The stars keep good company. I still don't know how you found me, but I would have met you at some point in your existence. What a pleasant surprise it is that I get to meet you in a form that I can converse with. Yes, perhaps I would have met you as a sweet breath of energy once you're consumed by your stone. Maybe long after as a beautiful piece of space debris. Make no mistake, I would have loved you just as much. If you spend enough time out here, wandering, watching, sleeping between points. You learn to love everything for what it is. Everyone for who they are. I hope to meet all the stars someday. Can't imagine what I'll do if I reach that goal. Nor can I know if it's even attainable in the first place. But I've made my peace with those caveats. Yes, it does get lonely in a way. In another way, I'm just as much a part of everything as you are. That connection is enough for me. Not to say I'm not enjoying your company. I am enjoying your company. Very, very much. That's just not any point, I can send you back, and we might not meet after that. Parting is such a sweet sorrow. It's necessary. To separate in order to have met each other. would you prefer to have always known me? Or is it more exciting that you get to meet me? Regardless of whether we know each other or not, the connection we've made and the connections we continue to make will last forever. I'm very glad to have it. To deepen it. I would love nothing more. We have such a short moment together in the scale of everything. Lay down, watch the stars with me for a while. Traveling between the orbits of a binary system of stars. A yellow dwarf over there, and an orange dwarf over there. They slowly orbit each other, endlessly dancing in cosmic waltz. These are some of my favorite little wonders to come across as I travel. I'd actually just said goodnight to these ones, but you woke me up. I must admit that I was very happy to see them again. Well, the thought of being part of a binary system certainly intrigues me. But it is not for me. I have so much to explore. So many wayward souls to share my gift with. I can't hold on to much as I travel. Tempted to hold on to you for a short while. No, you forget how clear your desires are to me. I know you want much more than to sleep alone. And I must admit that having such a desire pointed towards me is flattering. But I should warn you, little mortal. The light from these stars that reflects off of our bodies as we do what we are about to do will travel forever through space in a lot of directions. The stars themselves may not technically be watching, but some life form out there, maybe. If you go far enough in any direction, you will find a planet with life intent on figuring out where they are in the universe. It's possible that some of them might just happen to have their telescope pointed in our direction when our light reaches them. This isn't something to make love with me on the stage of the vast theater of the cosmos. In between this dance of stars. Your ability to say yes to that is powerful. And exhilarating. I can always check if no one's looking within the radius of my effect. But outside of a few 100,000 light years, I'll have no way of knowing. Might as well keep it a secret from both of us. Alright. I haven't had someone see my body so close before. You'll have to forgive any bashfulness. No, sex between gods usually doesn't happen in person, so to say. Traveling at relativistic speed is exhausting. Physical reunions are rare, and they usually prefer the control over their form connecting through the spirit realm anyways. Well, I'm a timeless goddess stalling for time, but I just... Exposed to everything, at least in that direction. What a feeling. But your eyes are shining brighter than most of those stars at this moment. I'm glad you like what you see. Keep looking at me, just like that. Well, your turn. Care to join me in the nude? Wow. You are beautiful. I feel so privileged to get to see you like this. You are an unimaginably rare gem. I can lay on my back and set you on my chest. Then we can go from there. Well, I imagined that you'd need some help up. Come here. You're so cute. You're so unbelievably cute. How does it feel to be so close to you? It's just, I could completely envelop you with my breasts. You're so small. Would that be okay? I apologize for being forward. Thank you. I'll be gentle. You look so wonderfully comfortable. Maybe I should have let you fall asleep there instead. Oh, don't fall asleep now. Do you like this kind of treatment after just waking up? I'm learning now that I certainly do. one thing I'd like to experience with you, if that's all right. A good morning kiss. It feels a little late. It might be physically awkward, and it'll definitely impart some more of my magic onto you. But I think I'd really like to kiss you, if that's okay. Perfect. Come closer. I can't see you from here, but I'll be careful. Please kiss me. Again, please. The easiest way to do this would be for me to sit up and hold you in my hand again. Slowly. Slowly. Are you stable enough that I could maybe use one hand to hold you? I'm feeling urges I haven't felt in a very long time. You could try to satisfy them for me, but I cannot imagine that would be very safe nor easy for you. And for now, I have you exactly where I want you. I'm not sure how one would best enjoy this, but I'll start slowly. Wow. Your body shivers a lot under my tongue. That feels very intense. Are you all right? May I keep going? I can't sit upright for this anymore. I'm sorry. I'll lower my hand to the ground and lay down on my stomach to reach you if that's all right. You're incredible. And you should know that you look magical in this starlight. Thank you. But are you sure it's not the magic making me look magical to you? Oh gosh, you're sweet. Supercluster after supercluster I've traveled, and I've never experienced anything like you. The way you The way you smile. The way you must. The way you taste. You're astounding. Excuse me, would it be too forward to take you up on your earlier offer? I've just gotten to taste you all over and, well, it makes me wonder what that feels like. Even if your tongue isn't double the size of my body, the way you look between these licks is... I yearn to have that expression. Thank you. Really. This feels a little bit strange. You don't mind if I have fun with displaying myself? Well, I'm just caught up by this thought in the back of my mind of what we might look like to an outside observer. Why not make it as flashy as I like? Maybe I'm just coming up with excuses to strike a pose. Maybe I'm just looking for excuses to open my legs for you. To kneel in front of you and present my sex. Do I need any excuses? Please, little wonder of the universe, show me how you love. Feels so good. Good. You haven't climaxed yet, is what I mean. And I can't think of anything I want more than for that to happen right now. If I lay on my back and hug my snout, I should be able to take you into my mouth enough to please you. Does that sound all right? It's certainly an interesting position, but it sounds like fun. Careful. Thank you. holding on tight. Try not to fall in. I imagine this must feel like lowering yourself into a hot bath. No? Am I keeping you warm enough? I want to feel you melt in my mouth. Just like that. Just like that. Just relax and feel good. Yes. Look at me. I want to look in your eyes. I want to see the pleasure through them. Why do you look so shy all of a sudden? I guess there's not an easy way to avoid eye contact up here, is there? Please come in my mouth. Please let me taste your love. That's right. Give it to me. In front of. Oh dear, someone is watching. You did so wonderfully. I'm sorry if I spoiled the moment. I just couldn't tame my curiosity anymore. Some amateur stargazers on your home planet, 4-ish light years away, are watching. They definitely can't make out this vessel over the starlight. However, a deep space observatory 120,000 light years away just took a picture in which they might be able to make out our silhouettes. Not right now for you, of course, but that light is on its way. Isn't that exciting? They may not know exactly what's going on, but they can certainly feel our love as they look up. And that was a lot of love. I can certainly feel their gaze. And more ambiguous indicators of an audience further away. Like a wave shimmering over my body. It kind of makes my fur stand on end. Of course, the likelihood of a civilization advanced enough to see us recedes with the distance. But I've met one or two that might be able to zoom in that far. Who knows? Maybe if the universe is infinite, there are infinite astronomers with impossibly strong telescopes.